Next item is North Beach Community. It says conditional use 1507, revised site plan on Road 360.
Now, this is a revision to allow an additional 190-foot extension to an existing boardwalk. Existing boardwalk was approved by the commission as an amenity on July 6th of last year. I sent you information that the applicants provided to the office. So I have if you have any questions.
Mr. Smith, any questions or concerns?
If I could, Mr. Chairman, I would like to hear from my fellow commissioners. I was not on the commission when I guess this community was approved under a conditional use. I was, however, here, and I do believe made the motion to grant the existing boardwalk area, but I've been out and visited the site on Monday, but I don't know that my observations are the question that's before us now, which according to Mr. Abbott's responses is whether or not this would be approved as submitted or application for conditional use required.
Well, gentlemen,
I also looked at the site and I can't believe this place, this area was ever farmland. It is low area, it's low. I mean, it's grown up in bushes and everything else. I guess I don't have a problem with it. There's already a lot of boardwalk there already. You agree?
Is there someone here representing this project?
Is there anyone here that's representing North Beach Community?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. My name is Lincoln Davis with Beazer Homes Corporation.
Okay. Thank you. I think there may be a few questions for you.
When was the last time this area was farmland?
This area was farmed probably 5 to 6 years ago, I guess.
This particular area we were talking about?
Yes, sir.
You're talking about what did you say, rice?
Rice.
Cranberries. Not the area where the boardwalk's going, just the site itself.
That's correct. Let me, if I could display a site plan. If you'll recall, we were here a few months ago to receive, you granted us permission to construct this boardwalk. What we're seeking to do now is a 190-foot extension from this location right over here to a point about 10 feet shy of the canal that's located there. A boardwalk has been constructed, it's completed, and what we're finding is that customers, they really enjoy the boardwalk, but they're actually stepping down off the boardwalk and walking out to this location. And at their request, we're here before you asking to formalize that, what's now an informal access.
So it would appear as if what you're intending to do would have a lesser impact on the wetlands than what's currently happening.
That's correct. Currently, the boardwalk is in 404 wetlands. It's not in state wetlands. And we would use the exact same construction technique. And it's been a great success. We just want to continue that, meet our customers' requests.
What happens at the end of the boardwalk? Is there going to be steps down or a platform or a...
We've currently placed four
benches at different points along the boardwalk, and we propose to put two at the end facing each other. It's a place to go an additional 190 feet, stop, sit down, chat, go back.
Any lighting?
No, sir, no lighting.
So how you propose of keeping people with this boardwalk still to keep people from going in this area?
Because they're sinking up to their knees right now, Ben. I mean,
apparently, they're still going out there, apparently. I mean, once they get down off the boardwalk, what's going to stop them from going through the area now?
There's another 10 to 15 feet that they'd have to go to reach the canal there, but it's nothing, actually.
Is that the limits of your property where the 190 stops, or is it, do you still own the 10-foot?
We do own the additional 10-foot, Mr. Lang. We are stopping it short of the water's edge.
And the reason is that you're doing that is you get to fill in the blank. The reason is that you're doing that is why are you stopping 10 feet short?
One of the original conditions for this project was that no pier was allowed, and we didn't want to infer that this is a pier of any type.
Encourage it. Okay. All right. Good. Good answer.
So I guess getting back, my question is, if was under a conditional use, we're just sort of amending that.
Right, and what's being asked for doesn't have an impact on the neighbors or anything like that. The people that are there apparently want it. I don't know that there's a particular problem with it.
Do you see any other similar requests coming before the commission that we would, you know, if this were granted, anything else?
I don't anticipate that, sir, but if our homeowners ask, then we'll I can't imagine another extension, no, sir.
I'm asking that, as I say, I wasn't here when the original approval was put on. I'm sure there were some well-thought-out conditions. And
shouldn't there be some foot lighting, though? I'm not talking about street lights or lamps for pedestrian lighting, but
is it lighted now? I don't think it's lighted now. Right?
It's not lighted at this time now, and it is complete if you'd like to walk it yourself.
Except the 190 foot.
Except the 190 foot. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
What happens if it's not approved?
And you would police up the trash that
is over.
We do presently on a weekly basis.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, then regarding this, what you call it, request, I guess, for an extension of an existing amenity for the North Beach community, applicant conditional use number 1507. My motion is for approval of their request to add a 190-foot extension to an existing boardwalk.
Second.
I moved and seconded to approve the revised site plan for conditional use 1507 North Beach Communities to accommodate the additional 190 feet of boardwalk. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.